This is the third survey in a series. During these surveys, we interview over 1,000 people. We interview them face-to-face, so this isn't a telephone interview. And we ask them a series of questions, some of which are general. In other words, do you have a general view of particular groups? And then some of which are more specific, which is about, well, what if someone was a work colleague or a neighbour or in your family?
What can be done in order to address these concerns? Because it's often been said that in many cases, prejudice such as this is based in ignorance and based in fear.
Well, it's interesting that the two largest groups against which people would mind if they were in their family, and those are the two you mentioned, travellers and transgendered, probably people have less experience of those two groups, given their size of the population in Northern Ireland here. But it's also that 37% said they would mind someone with a mental ill health problem being an in-law in their family. Now, 1 in 5 of us are likely to have some form of mental ill health, and that is a staggering statistic as well. So I think what we're finding is, at one level, people are saying perhaps, you know, the general level of tolerance and prejudice is much the same as it was 3 years ago. But when this is interrogated in social distance, it's actually becoming more hardened. Partly it's because people don't meet, partly it's because within Northern Ireland we're still a fairly separate and segregated society, and that's across all the cultures and traditions. So the answer is not legislation alone. We have to encourage much more meeting and sharing, much more training and education along with the legislation. It lies with all of us here to recognise our own prejudices and to work with others to challenge prejudice.